Hello and welcome to Mediumship Matters with me, Hannah McIntyre. And today I'm joined by my friend and colleague, Bronya West, who I have met several times at Arthur Findlay College, and I see her flying the flag of spirit in Norfolk. So hi, Bronya, how are you doing?
Hello, I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm good, I'm good. I'm really excited to talk to you because, yeah, you're interesting and we kind of just attract each other with a bit of devilment in there, let's be honest, about what's going on. Very dry sense of humour. So tell us, Bronya, what do you do?
What do I do? Well, I work with the tarot and I've done the tarot for about 30 years. Love the tarot. I know some people are frightened of the tarot, but for me, it gives us an insight into where we are, opportunities that may well present themselves to us, and involve people and situations in our life with career, business, life in general, family, spiritual, mental, physical and emotional state of being. And, you know, again, there's a stigma behind the tarot, you know, with telling fortunes. Well, it's not really fortune telling, because everything we do, even on a mediumistic level, is really energetically going into the auric field, picking up things on a psychic level. So rarely tarot isn't predicting the future. It's there, and it's a tool that people used years ago, really. And there's, if you go into the history of it, it's amazing, because it is a journey. It is a journey of the soul. And what is mediumship? Journey of the soul, isn't it?
Exactly. So you do your tarot. I also know that you teach.
Yes. Yeah.
You do evidential mediumship.
Yes.
You've also got your own set of inspiration cards, which we will talk about. So you're a busy lady.
Yeah. Oh, and I do crystal healing as well. I got a diploma about 7 years ago, studied with the Spiritualist Ventures Association. That was founded by Edmund Harold, who in his own right was actually a trance medium, and a lot of people don't know about him. And he wrote many books, and he was the one who looked at clair quartz and how it works with trance healing and trance speaking. And yeah, so that's quite interesting, but that's another story.
Oh my, where do we start? Let's start where you started. How did you get into all this crazy shiz?
Right. Well, as you say, all this crazy shit. I think it is. I think you've knocked it on the head, because yes, we work in our truth and we believe in what we do. Of course we do. I never looked for it. I think the interesting thing was, when I was seven, I looked out at the moon. I just felt myself drawn to the moon. And I can remember sitting on my bedroom windowsill ledge. I shared a room with my sister, who's 4 years older. She said, "What are you doing?" I said, "Well, I'm looking at the moon. I know there's a man in the moon, but there must be more in the moon. The moon is reflecting down at us. It's looking at us. So I can see a face of the moon. So there must be more to this world." Didn't think any more about it. I can remember just talking to people that was in my bedroom. Other people couldn't see them. I didn't think anything about it, because you don't at that time. Mm-hmm. And then my nanny passed when I was 13. That hit the family very hard, myself obviously included. And I thought, well, I want to speak to my nanny. My nanny's gone somewhere. So I think at 13, it started to open the door a little bit. Mm-hmm. And by the time I got to 18, I went around various places and was drawn to watching mediums work, loved watching people give messages, had my own readings with mediums. And they said, "You'll be doing this work one day." And I went, "Well, what? And they said, "Yeah, you'll be doing this work." I said, "But I'm just interested in it. I just find it fascinating." And they said, "Mark my words, you'll be doing this work." And so hence, as you go on this journey, I sat in different circles, some good circles and not so good circles.
Always the journey.
Had some nice mentors, not so good mentors, who kind of didn't help and support me, which is what we look at. And that's what I try and strive for in my teaching now, with what I do, to support, because I know how these people feel. Mm-hmm. And I know that will resonate with you as well, Hannah.
Absolutely.
And so it kind of found me. I didn't go looking for anything. I sat in church circles, other people's circles. I sat with Anna Grant, who's well known in Norwich, and her son Grant. for about 10 years. And again, that went into another direction. I was grateful what I learned with them. But again, I think the support that you get from people and the guidance is what we're all looking for on our journey, to have that support from someone who's been where you are and can show the light and can say, do you know what, you're doing all right, and we'll help you and support you. So I think it's a big, massive thing with this spiritual journey, which isn't just about mediumship, as we know. It's the whole package, what goes with it. You know, crystals, tarot, self-development, self-awareness, tarot, angel cards. I mean, you know, whatever works for you, the spirit world is going to work with us the way that they feel we should work. So yeah, I think I've probably gone on a little bit, but that's kind of
No, I love
how,
it. I'll let you go. I'll let you
yeah,
go. Don't worry.
it's kind of how I started the journey. I think looking back, probably, yeah, seven, looking out at the moon, the big factor of my nanny, you know, passing to spirit at 13. And I think setting myself on thinking, yeah, there's something more. There was something inside me that's thinking, there's something more to this. So I was the seeker of the soul. And I probably didn't realize it at the time, but that's what I'm going to say. I was the seeker of the soul.
Oh, I love it. You need a badge with that on.
Yeah, maybe I'll write a book.
do it. Yeah, and so I mean, I think for so many of us, really, the journey is does catalyst start with loss? It starts with they're gone, but I feel like they can't be gone. And it just opens that door, and we just start to question and hope, and then have some readings, and then start to wonder if we can do it. And most people I've met have followed that path, definitely. So, do you still talk to the moon?
I always look up at the moon, and if anyone gives me a reading, they'll generally bring the moon and the stars in. And I think, yeah, because I tend to look up. I know spirit are all around us, and you know, that's how we teach and what have you. But there's something about looking up, I always think, like, you know, God help me, or spirit, are you there? We know they're there, but I always tend to look up. And that's something that I've done. So, but the moon is an illusion, isn't it? And you know, sometimes this work can bring an illusion around people and situations. So the moon has a lot to answer for, I think.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
Magical.
And interestingly, the moon on the tarot, you may well know this, is about our psychic journey, our spiritual journey. And
Oh,
the
there
moon
you
isn't
go.
always what it seems, and our journey isn't always what it seems, is
For
it?
sure. For sure. I've had, in fact, today I released a TikTok saying it was one of those ones where you think the spiritual mediumship journey is going to be about connecting to spirit, and you realize it's all about your own stuff and dealing with that. And the
Yeah,
spirit bit's the easy bit, is the bit you
definitely.
think's going to be hard, and the rest of it is facing you. So that
Yeah.
makes perfect sense. So talk to us about, I know you've touched on it a bit, but how did you get into the tarot?
Right, the tarot was interesting because I believe it was my 16th birthday, and my sister-in-law bought me a tarot deck because she knew I was interested in things, and that was a big orange deck. I can't remember what that was called. And I thought, oh, these look interesting. So I started to kind of play around with them like you do, and was really drawn to them. And then I thought, right, for my 18th birthday, I'm going to go and get myself the Rider-Waite deck, which most people work with. And I thought, right, I love these. And I developed it myself and obviously worked alongside other people who were mentoring me at the time as well. I mean, it is about your intuition, but when you start, there is a meaning for each card, but it doesn't mean that for everybody. And this is the thing, I love it. I come alive when I work with the tarot. And I know everyone doesn't like the tarot, but I love it. I love it, love it, love it, because it tells a story. And so, rarely, that's how I got into it, by my sister-in-law, rarely, purchasing a deck. And yeah, it kind of went from there.
That's
So, yeah.
interesting because somebody
Yeah.
on this podcast told me you're not supposed to buy your first tarot deck for
No.
yourself, and I'd
Yeah.
never heard that.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah. It is that, and I always say to people, you know, be drawn to your deck, because I've got several decks. And there's the Golden Dawn deck, which was done by Aleister Crowley. And he's quite a dark
yeah.
energy, as we would call, but obviously there is dark and light. And when we talk about dark and light, we know there's different sides of things. You know, we've all got light and dark around us, because either couldn't survive without the other, could it? So his deck is very interesting, the Golden Dawn deck. And you are correct, you are drawn to your own tarot deck, But again, if you're drawn to purchase something for someone like a crystal, I tend to give all my crystals away because I've purchased it, but I think, well, actually, that's for this person. So that's what I do. And again, it's energy. If it's done with love and light, as we say, love and light, we pass things on to people, don't we? So,
Absolutely.
but if my sister-in-law hadn't bought them, I probably wouldn't have looked at them. So she was obviously guided to purchase them for me.
Fantastic. So
Yeah.
you do tarot readings
Yes, I
and you
do.
teach tarot?
Yes, I'm not teaching at the moment, but I've done online groups and had my classes before COVID and everything. And yeah, when I, funny enough, you must be psychic, Hannah. I thought about relaunching my my tarot teaching because I love it. I love it, love it,
Yeah, I
love it.
can see how much it lights you up and how much
Yeah.
of a passion it is.
Yeah.
See, I'm great with cards. I've got an embarrassing number of oracle cards, but I'm just too lazy to learn the basic meanings of tarot
Yeah.
to be able to take the bridge where it becomes inspirational. So, you know,
Yes.
if you turn over an oracle card and it says rest, you just
Yes.
move into that energy. Whereas if it says, I don't know, seven of swords, you
Yeah.
go,
Yeah. But you see, you'd use your intuition because what does seven mean to you? And you would say what seven mean to you. It could be 7 days of the week, could be the Sunday, it could be 7 days time, 7 weeks. The swords are to do with our mental energy, it's to do with communication with the spirit world. And it's to do, seven is a magical number, it's an unknown number. So again, you're already bringing the mystery with the seven of swords. Where mentally, where are you on a communication level? Where are you with the spirit world? Do you communicate with the people here on the earth plane? So it again, it comes alive. It's got yellow and orange there. It's all to do with, creativity and intuition, teaching, knowledge, wisdom. So, you use your wisdom for the seven of swords, Hannah.
I picked a good one there, didn't
You
I? That
did.
was luck.
You
But
did.
I also completely agree with what you say. And this is whenever I teach card reading with oracle
Yes.
cards, I always say, don't look in the book, because I think
Exactly.
we
Yeah.
get so stuck on a meaning with our human brain and X plus
Yes.
Y equals Z.
Yeah.
And color is a big one as well. Just
I love colour.
experiencing color as it comes to you fresh, not what 100 other people have told you that it means.
Exactly.
So I
Exactly. And
can.
what shade of colour is it? Is it a deep blue? Is it a dark blue? Is it navy? Is it light? What essence is it?
How does it
And pink.
feel?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
See,
Yeah.
we could now go into a reading, couldn't we?
We could, but everyone would get bored. We'd be really
Yeah.
enjoying ourselves.
Yeah.
But
Yeah, sorry everyone.
it is that thing about coming at it fresh and not allowing your brain. Our brains just want patterns and they want to know where it's at.
Yeah.
So they're always going to move, aren't they, to that safety. And it's about
Definitely.
pushing through that. So I love that you do that with the tarot and it means something different and you can personalize it. That's amazing. So talk to me about your cards, The Awakening of Your Spirit.
Yes, well, interesting enough, I wanted to design a tarot deck. Now, I can't draw for the life of me. I just can't. Matchstick men is my kind of limit, really. So I sat here with several bits of paper, A4 paper, would design a card, put a meaning to it. And obviously, I wanted to take my own take with the tarot, my own inspiration, my knowledge, and sort of make it unique to me, obviously. And then I just sort of got a nudge from spirit, really, do your own deck, but not tarot. And I thought, but I want to do tarot, but I was just thought, right, what do we say? It's self-awareness. So it has to be the awakening of your spirit. So hence I got the title, The Awakening of Your Spirit. Wanted them to be bigger than the average tarot card and the oracle deck, not too big, but bigger. Got together with my website guy, and he was very supportive. And he also ran a printing firm at that time as well.
Nice.
So I had to decide on how I was going to do it. So color, the seven main chakras, symbology. Obviously, can't draw myself, so it had to be something where we could make it easy. So rose, candle, butterfly, cherry blossom tree. Dragonfly, rainbows, and lilies. I've got my seven energies of the chakras, six or seven in each section. My inspiration, my philosophy, sat with my spirit team, it all came. And then I wanted people to use these cards as a focus point, like you
Yes.
said. Yes, I'm given sort of bullet points. Look at this, read it. Does it make sense to you? But use your own inspiration. Use the numerology. What does one mean? What does 36 mean? And obviously, the lily was about the crown chakra opening up to everything, the rainbow, just the rainbow of life and love of everything we're seeing, the beauty of color, the dragonfly taking flight, the butterfly transformation and change, the cherry blossom with the heart chakra and the bridge between the two worlds, the candle with the spark of the divine, the creativity to do with our navel chakra, and the rose, are we blossoming into something from the base, because it all starts from the base. And I worked so hard on them cards, and I'm not frightened to say that there was a lot of sweat and tears. And we then had to get the box to fit the cards and make sure they didn't shake in the box. And then I wanted something on the back, and we couldn't print on the box, so we had to produce these stickers to go on the box. And lo and behold, I presented them to the college at the Arthur Findlay College at Stansted, as you know, and they accepted my card. So they are being sold in that shop. So
Amazing.
yeah, I'm proud of them. I'm proud of them.
They should be. They're beautiful.
So it's something that I've done, and I do actually want to do my own tarot deck, to
I
be
was going to
fair.
ask that. Is that still in the
Yeah,
pipeline?
it is. And I've been thinking about it the last few days because I love it. And again, the knowledge of the tarot, what I've learned and my own inspiration, I just want to blend the two together. And there's many decks out there, as you know, that you're drawn to different decks. There's pagan decks, there's witchcraft, there's ruins, there's everything. There's every deck, angelic decks, and all incorporated in the tarot. But there's just something, and again, divine time, and it's not the time yet, but maybe when I'm 60 in a few years' time, I'll do it when I'm 60,
Yeah, I
if
think
I've
it might
got
come
more
in
time.
before then. We'll see, won't we? Watch this space, because it's all moving, isn't it? And you can feel the excitement of the spirit world wanting to work with you to do this. So yeah, I love it. I love it. And I just want to say, for anyone listening, if you want to check out Bronya's cards, they're on your website as well, aren't
Yes, they
they?
are. Yes,
So
yeah.
there will be a link in the show notes to
Yes.
Bronya's website, so you can pop on and have a look and see if you're drawn to them. You don't just have to go to Stansted
Yeah.
and buy those. So that's amazing, incredible thing. And they are, this sounds like a weird thing to say, but they're proper professional,
Yes.
because sometimes when people do their cards, that they look
Yeah.
homemade, and that's fine if
Yeah.
that's your thing. But yours are, the box is good and solid and
Yes.
posh black and looks nice. And
Then the black and silver and the purple of the cards, because I love purple. And when I started this spiritual journey, I'd always wear purple because I thought, I'm spiritual, I'm gonna wear purple. But that was my safety color as well. And I think you start to come out of that, really. But yeah, it was thought of very deeply, and it wasn't a 7 day wonder. It took a while, and yeah, I was just so pleased with the result. And I know they're not going to be for everyone, but I just want people who do buy them and who've got them at the moment just to enjoy them and see what they pick up and, what their inspiration is. Because it's not about me, it's about the philosophy of the soul of the person and the awakening of your spirit. Because if your spirit isn't awakened, how can we work? Self-awareness is the key.
agreed, completely agreed in that. So, cards to one side. You also demonstrating evidential medium. That's another hat that you wear of your many, many hats. So,
Yes.
talk to us about that journey. Is that something you learnt in development circles to begin with?
Yes, I can remember my chat circle, developing and sitting with somebody, and the circle was going for a while, so I was the newbie of the circle. And I can remember working with someone, and I was thrown in the deep end, to be fair, and I had to give a reading. And I was so nervous because the person I was working with was very experienced, and I could feel that at the time. And everything I said was no, 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 no. And my energy levels, I felt like I could have ran out and cried. So when my circle leader come around, I'll never forget it. He said, "How are you getting on, Bronya?" I went, not very well, really. He said, "Well, talk me through it." And I can remember, because you can remember certain things. I said, "Well, I got the name Annie, and this lady said no. And I felt I had a grandmother. I just felt the energy of my own grandmother. And I said, and I also saw a duster. I can remember these things.
Yeah.
And I said, and I got working in a factory. And he said, right, well, that's good. And he said, and you can't take any of this. And the lady I was working with said, I can. My grandmother was called Annie. She worked in a factory. And then I just had a little bit of courage. And I said, and the duster, did she really love doing housework? And she went, yeah, thinking about it, she did. And that was my first time of kind of working with someone where I felt, oh, this is hard. This is hard work. And as the kind of circle developed and I got to know people, I understood everyone you work with is not always going to be supportive or help you. So I now do it with my own teacher, and that's why I'm so kind of on it with supporting. I know you can't say yes just to please someone, but there's ways of encouraging and supporting. So yeah, church circle, there was other circles that I sat in again, Anna Grant, which was a different kind of circle. It wasn't just about mediumship, it was about the philosophy of things and the energy of different things, and I explored different areas there. Some things I enjoyed more than others. And yeah, so on the journey, I think my church circle was a platform for developing. And if you're in a good church circle, to be fair, you can learn a lot of things. But again, we're moving on from that because things have changed. And there was more church circles about then than now. And I think you get confused with everything because if you're a people pleaser, which I think you are to begin with, to be fair,
Oh,
you
yeah,
don't want to do
sure.
anything wrong. So every circle that I sat in, or every group that I belong to, of course, I was mindful and respectful of the tutor. But then there becomes a little bit of a battle. And I can remember at the churches when my circle leader left, it was like, you've got to go in another circle, but you can't go anywhere else. You've got to be in the church circle. And I thought, but what about flexibility and freedom? And then I didn't really have anywhere to go. And then everyone would seem to fight over you and things. And I'll remember that. What was that all about? Because we should be able to go to different places. So I'm thankful for my kind of experiences because I did go to a lot of places to learn and develop because you invest in yourself. And that's what you do. As much as spirit is our greatest teacher, you do still need someone as a platform here to say, I get you. I know where you are. I understand you. I've been there. Can I help you with this? And yeah, so I don't think you forget things, to be fair. And when I done my first DEM, I'll never forget that either. But I don't think you do. I don't think you forget any DEM because,
No. Oh, well,
they're all
yeah.
different, aren't they? And I know
They
you do
are.
loads of DEMs. I mean, I don't do as many as you, but you're the voice for everyone. You're that bridge. And, not everyone's going to connect with you. You're going to have people who stand alongside you and people who perhaps are not going to support you. And it's a big thing. But people forget we are human. We are mediums, and we're the voice of spirit, but we're the voice of everyone's spirit here, and there, as we call it. I mean, some people don't like earth plane, but again,
Can't
earth
escape
plane,
it.
spirit world, that's where we are, isn't it? So,
Exactly.
just work in your truth. I think as long as we work in our truth, that's all we can be, work in our
And you've
truth.
touched on some really, it's really interesting the conversation that's coming up with you because of things that are going on in my own personal journey at this time. And I would like to say that when you're working with spirit, you learn only in the good stuff. But we, of course, know that we learn probably more in the difficulties and the challenging times.
Yes.
And I honestly am grateful to some of the shockingly bad teachers that I have had over the years with no drama or ill will towards them. They maybe just weren't the right fit for me. But because I know as a teacher, I will never do to others, to students, what I've had done to me. And
Yes.
like you say, that, it's important to recognize sometimes that people in circles, other students, they don't want you to do well. It's not that they're bad people. It's not that they don't like you. They're not evil. They are just stuck in their own fear.
Yes.
So you shared a lot there. So, and that will have made you the amazing teacher that you are, going to those groups and understanding that you wanted to break free of the restriction and feeling trapped, you will never judge a student for wanting to try lots of different things.
No. And one of my cards that always stand out to me is a studious scholar always learning new things. And, you know, it is about, we can be the student and the teacher at the same time. Mm. And this is the thing, because if we can't be both in any situation, not just mediumship and spiritual matters, but, you know, we've always got to learn things on our path. And we can learn from other people. I have people who are older in my development groups, and I learn their life experiences. And it's lovely when I say exchange the energy, where you're the younger energy, not that I'm as young now, but you're that younger energy, and they're so respectful of you and wanting you to do well. And the older generation, I'm so like in awe of them, because they've got their life experiences as well as what they're learning. And that's the exchange of energy. And, you know, it's just lovely. And talking about energy, when you get the right energy, it's amazing, isn't it? It's amazing what you can do, whether in a den, on a one-to-one. And this is what, you know, I teach, and that will be the same for you, Hannah. I know you're not always going to get that perfect blend. That's what we're striving for, isn't it? Mm-hmm. The perfect blend. We bring the spirit alive in the room, but it's not always going to be achievable, because it's all about the energy, isn't it? It's not a cop-out.
No.
And you know, again, different tutors teach us different things, you know, and your head is in a spin when you're on your path. And I always say to my group, take what you want and leave the rest behind. If it fits in your tool bag, great, grab it. If it's not resonating with you, that's obviously not for you, because bring the relationship in, don't bring the relationship in, you know, bring the person in, don't bring the person in, you know, don't bring the age. I mean, I don't always think age is important. I think the personality and the essence of our spirit communicator is important, and building that reunion, that bridge of communication. And names are not always important to me. If I know someone's got my grandmother, great, I'll feel it, I'll know it, memory links and things. And again, I'm going off on one now, but working on a psychic link and mediumship. If you're a good medium, you've got to know the difference. And it doesn't mean you can't work psychically, and you've just got to work mediumistically, because energetically, if you're picking that up from that person and they need to know that information about what's going on in their life, and you're picking it up, of course you're going to pick it up, because you've got to be psychic to be a medium. That's what I say. We've got to have empathy. We've got to have feeling. We've got to feel that from that person. So as long as we're in our truth and we're picking that up, why can't we say this? But be honest. I'm picking this up from you. Your grandmother is saying this as I work with her energetically and moving into that space. But as I work with you, you know, people need to know. People don't understand. And and that's fine. We're here to educate people. I want to be educated. I want to know more.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going off on one now.
I'm so loving sorry. It. I'm just watching you go. I want to know more.
But you do, because we never stop learning. And again, in the cut, you know, if we can't be both, if you can't be with people and be in the audience, you know, again, I'm sure you go and sit in other people's dems, Hannah, and, you know, other people's groups and things. Yes, you're a teacher and you're a mentor, but also that's sometimes nice to have some time off, isn't it? And actually see other people work and feel it and get a message yourself. You know, people say, well, you don't need messages, you're a medium. Of course we need messages, you know, we can connect with our loved ones. But again, sometimes we're so close. We, you know, if we're grieving, we're not going to have that, you know, we're too emotionally involved, aren't we? We're too emotionally involved. I'm talking about emotions. Don't show your emotions. Show your emotions. Don't cry. If you're so blended with that communicator and you feel emotional, how can you stop that feeling? That's our clairsentience, isn't it? Yeah. That's our feeling. That's our personality. You know, and again, we can't do it. You know, we can't plan it. It's not like a play. It's not like, you know, you've got to learn your words. You know, we don't know. If someone said to me, you're going to get 7 communicators this evening, first one's going to be tough, the next one's going to be mediocre, then you're going to fly, you're going to get grandmother, grandfather, cousin, brother, sister, I'd think, oh, you know, I'll be calm tonight. But the day you're not calm, the day you don't get nervous is the day to give it up, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, absolutely.
Yeah.
So, and it is such an unknown. If you're a singer, which is the closest thing, I always say to my husband, the best thing I can say to you is it's like being on the X Factor and trying to sing. I said that to him about AFC. Like, you go there, there's people there that you want to be taught by, and then it's like singing in front of Simon Cowell. You step out on stage and they go, show us what you've got, and you go, I've got nothing. Ah. and you know, a croak comes out, but it is that. But at least if you're singing, you know the words, you know the
Yes.
tune. With
Yeah.
mediumship, it's a complete vulnerability.
And this is a thing you've touched on, really. And I know you talk about the AFC, and I think this is the thing. Wherever you go, but we can use that as an example. You're so mindful and respectful of the tutors asking you to work a different way, and they know they're asking us to work a different way. So we've got all our styles of mediumship, and I know a lot of people who we've met will agree. And then you're trying to work in the way that they're asking you, so you kind of are like a wishy-washy sea, and you're standing up on that platform. And I know they understand because they're asking us to work a different way, but you do sometimes come off and you feel quite flat because you know you could have done a better job, even though you're standing in your power, but you're so mindful of what they've asked you to do.
For sure.
And then you've got your own unique way, because we don't want clones of anybody. And like in our greets and things, but you're still going to have a way of how you're taught by your mentors, but you use your own unique style, don't you? So you have all that going round, and you then you think, oh, what's it all about? But do you know what? I've met some brilliant people at the college, and obviously I've met you there a couple of times. And you know, I had some good connections there a few weeks ago with Canada and America. And people, you don't stay in touch with everyone, you don't, but there's people you gravitate to. And again, it's the spirit world putting you where you're meant to be, the good, the bad, and I was going to say the ugly then, because but that sounds an awful thing to say,
Not, but not physical
but
appearance
not
ugly.
physically
Ugly
apparent. The good, the
situation.
bad, and the not so good situations. And we do learn from the not so good situations. And
We
you know,
do.
speak your truth, be pleasant, treat people how you like to be treated. And do you know what? Just give someone a round of applause for actually getting up there and doing something, and you know, being on that journey, because the awakening of your spirit can be a reflection of yourself as well onto that other person. I don't really know what I said then, but I was just going
She's on
off
it.
one.
I love it.
On
It's so
it.
good. Right. So we're just getting to the end of the time, and I just want one little thing. Tell us, I know you've got a weekend that you organise once a year in
Yes.
November. So tell us about that.
Yeah. So basically, cut a long story short, I worked for other mediums in the past and done weekends at the school in at Dis, various other places, Broom Grange, which was not so far from Dis. And then I kind of branched out on my own and done some at Broom Grange. And then I found this lovely hotel, the Imperial Hotel at Yarmouth, which is family run. I think I've been there about probably 8 years now. Used to do 2 weekends a year. Just cut it down to one now, because with the paperwork and everything, it's, you know, bit leading your busy lives and family life and getting the balance. I just love it. We get there on a Friday, start work at 5 o'clock, have our evening meals, do some more work, go in the bath if you want, retire to your room, sit up in the morning, have breakfast, do a lovely meditation, go across to the sea, blow the cobwebs away, working in one-to-ones team, working with everything that I've learned on my way. Being inspired by spirit, just bringing like-minded people together and just empowering them to understand more about themselves. And, you know, it's less of me talking on the weekends and more of them working, really, because, you know, they want to I'm very practical, hands-on. They don't want to hear me talking about it. They want to get on and do it. So I try to get people out of their comfort zones a little bit. Doesn't matter what level of ability you feel you are, because everyone blends together. But we have a lovely big circle on the Saturday night and light the candles when we can, if we're allowed. And that's just the coming together to say, come on, who can you bring forward from the spirit world for a loved one? Just, you know, and connect and believe in yourself. You know, it's not the Bronya West show, it's the Great Yarmouth Spiritual People show, because I want to see them grow, I want to see them work, I want to see them understand that, you know, they've got potential in their own way, you know, the awakening of their spirit. They don't want to see my spirit awaken, they want to see their spirit awakened, and I
That's
want to.
beautiful.
And I just love it. And then we depart Sunday afternoon after a lovely Sunday roast, but it's just full of coffee, eating, drinking, work and sleep. And I think over the weekend, we do actually do about 18 hours work.
Amazing.
Yeah.
What a
Yeah.
treat.
Yeah. So,
Oh, well,
yeah.
thank you so much for taking the time to share your knowledge and your journey with us all. It's been great to hear your background, because we're always working. We don't get the time to chat.
No, we
So,
don't. We don't.
lovely.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Thank you for inviting me, Hannah. Thank you.